Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Welser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tony Welser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting 7th. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Flagstead moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to third for the out. Flagstead scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. Melillo picks up the ball and throws Rothrock out. Hoffman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Neill. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rothrock applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Tobin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Miller goes all the way around to score. Rice moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Welzer hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Welzer, and towards Rothrock, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rothrock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Melillo bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Haney applying the tag. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Tony Welzer. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner pinch hits for Jack Tobin. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shaner now playing right field. Danny McFadden now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Miller strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Flagstead steals second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Flagstead steals third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Reagan pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Rawlings pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Rawlings goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Ted Wingfield pinch runs for Bill Reagan. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Cleo Carlisle pinch hits for Wally Shaner. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingfield scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle now playing right field. Bill Moore now catching. Slim Harris now pitching. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Melillo reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 5, Browns, 5. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Melillo moves to third. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Win Ballou now pitching. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballou fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.